This is No Cover, No Minimum Radio.
The swift tide could pull you in. Float is still changing tides, looking for a better life.
I'm Steve Zwemke. Seattle-based singer-songwriter Jill Cohn has been singing since the time she could talk. A full-time musician since 1996, Cohn loves to take her music on the road. Her performances range from coffee houses to opening for national artists like Jewel, Stacey Earle, Loudon Wainwright III, and Dave Matthews. Cohn was a national finalist in Jewel's Soul City Cafe contest. Heartstrings Touching Ground, released in 2015, is Cohn's 11th CD. Michael Sikorsky of Country Music News International magazine wrote, "Heartstrings Touching Ground could easily be subtitled Textures or Tapestry. With melodies steeped in Seattle coffeehouse folk, lyrics as caressing as the melodies, and Jill Cohn vocals making you think Joni Mitchell meets Emmylou Harris, put this CD in your player and let it repeat over and over again." For 20 years, Cohn has created and performed her music as an independent artist. She talked about that when she appeared on SDPB Radio's Dakota Midday with Lori Walsh.
Well, every day is different, and I try to turn those challenges into excitement and wonderment of life, because every day is truly an adventure out here.
So working with a producer, I know that you worked with Malcolm Byrne, for example. Let's talk a little bit about that process and that collaboration.
It was really a dream come true for me. I'd been wanting to work with Malcolm for almost 20 years since I heard his work with Emmylou Harris on Red Dirt Girl. So I began pursuing people that he had worked with. I worked with Jim Watts and Ethan Allen. And it was kind of just like a long process. And now looking back, it was also a process of me building my self-confidence and feeling that I was ready to reach out to Malcolm. And so I sent him some material in 2014, and we started corresponding. And eventually I worked it out to where I could go out to Kingston, New York, and record with him.
And when you first started recording with him, was that process pretty smooth, or did you hit some snags right away? I know the answer on your blog. You talk about kind of being down there and struggling with the pace of how things were developing. Tell us about that.
Well, it was just such an organic process working with him, and I think I had built him up to, you know, such this status above me. And, you know, he's just a person like everyone else, but he is truly a musical. I mean, he's such a fantastic musician. And so walking into the studio, basically Malcolm sat me down and we literally started recording within 5 minutes of meeting each other. Huh. So it was really exciting. And I just had to keep telling myself to just relax and just trust the process. And, you know, I didn't fly all the way across the country to have my opinions. I mean, definitely there's a lot of me in there, of course. But I really went there to get what he can offer me as a producer and a musician. And so that in itself, I just relaxed with the whole experience. Working with someone that has that much experience, it was really easy after I finally just cooled myself off and relaxed. So,
and how did sort of opening, because it's a personal thing to allow somebody else into your song like that, and how did opening yourself up to that process really change what you did after that?
It's, you know, it's funny. It has changed everything. Thank you for asking that. I think it's, I've become a lot more confident in myself and my songs. And I've also become a little bit more re-inspired with my career. I mean, I've been a touring recording artist for 20 years. And when you're always working as an independent, you know, you have good years and then not, and then very lean years. And so it's kind of renewed my interest in my career in kind of a funny way, but it's given me a lot of momentum, actually.
More of Jill Cohn's Dakota Midday interview comes later in the program. Cohn performed a solo show at the Rapid City Public Library on April 18th, 2016. It was captured for No Cover, No Minimum Radio. Here's Jill Cohn.
Shining. everything I have here is hurting, and I just wanna live life. Finally, I have all a lonely girl could want, but it's not exactly true love that I've caught. Feels like I'm living in all that I'm not, and I just wanna love love. Trapped inside, looking out. Trapped outside, looking in, wanting to begin. Just live life. Finally, I've come halfway home between the warm city and the gray cold. But I'm not too happy being stuck in between, 'cause all I am living for is God, and all I wanted is gone. Trapped inside, looking out. Trapped outside, looking in. Wanted to begin.
Thank you.
This song is about transmission trouble, turning 40, and driving through the skinniest part of Texas with a loud thump under the car, realizing that it was actually the longest part of Texas. And this tune's called Highway 40.
A tired old transmission started talking outside of Tulsa. But when you travel all alone, there's no one there to stop ya. Well, freedom doesn't feel that free when desperation is all you believe. 'Cause desperation's just the darker side of being free. Loneliness is only a condition of beholding me. Hey, I'm so tired of being free. Will someone come and fly with me? Flying down Highway 40. Well, some may get themselves tied down like a steer going off to slaughter. Others love the chance they finally gave themselves to be a father. And some may dream while they mow their lawn, thinking their freedom is somehow gone. They don't know how lucky they are. At least they got a place to park the car. 'Cause when it's raining and when it's snowing, you don't know just where you're going. Take some comfort in knowing someone's waiting up for you. 'Cause if I disappeared right now, perhaps my friends might miss me. But if I go on home right now, there's no one kiss me. Yeah, I'm so tired of being free. Will someone come and fly with me? Find out Highway 40. Da da ba ba, da da ba ba, da da ba ba, da da ba ba, da 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 ba ba ba, ba 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 da ba ba. 'Cause desperation's just the darker side of being free. Loneliness is only a condition of the whole of me. Hey, I'm so tired of being free. Will someone come and fly with me? 'Cause desperation's just the darker side of being free. Loneliness is only a condition of the whole of me. Yeah, I'm so tired of being free. Will someone come and fly with me?
The next tune was inspired by a chance meeting of a family out in Colorado. They were driving out west looking for work and were really down on their luck. And their story collided with another story that I'd wanted to tell for some time about a spiritual woman that I met. And she was telling me about her journey to finding her true spiritual home and how the yellow rose became a metaphor and a symbol for her. And so somehow her story and this family story merged into this next song. And this tune is entitled Yellow Rose. Snows, I will.
the cold. Told the kids we're just camping. The truth we never told, that the banks took over our futures. We worried about raising funds, 'cause begging wasn't our nature yet. We're proud Americans. And I know, even in the night, there is a light. In winter time, there will be hope. And I know, even when it snows, I will find a yellow rose, a yellow rose. I will find a yellow to ask for help, but nothing seemed to come. Just a little lend of hand from my fellow citizens. Just want to feel our hope again, blessings from the homeland. But the corporate heads don't give a damn about the struggles of the common man. Mistakes we made were plenty while reaching for the sun. Just trying on our country's dreams, we thought, for everyone. And I know, even in the night, there is a light. In winter time, there will be hope. And I know, even when it snows, I will find a yellow rose, a yellow rose. I will find a yellow rose.
Thank you. This next song is about a love affair. And luckily it happened in a state not too far from here. I say luckily for that because instead of using the person's name, I just used the whole darn state of Missouri to tell the story. And this is from the latest album, Heartstrings Touching Ground. This song is called Missouri, or Missouri, depending on which side of the country you reside.
My thoughts surround you like this landscape. My mind goes to you. You are my escape. But I can't stop thinking how we were meant to be. Oh, why would this West Coast girl be heading to Missouri? So now Missouri is in the middle of my mind. There's music in the distance. You pull me close, we dance. Well, as Tom will say, please give me a chance, 'cause I can't stop thinking that we were meant to be. Oh, why would this West Coast girl be begging for the show me? Story is in the middle of my mind. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh.
So this next tune was inspired by a interview I heard on NPR, and they were interviewing an archaeologist that works down in Texas, but unfortunately she wasn't digging up artifacts. She was actually helping people find out what happened to their loved ones along the U.S.-Mexican border. And she told the story about the first dig that they did and how she was able to piece together what had actually happened to this Guatemalan woman whose name was Rosa. And she ended up starting a foundation called Reuniting Families Project. And it was a very interesting and very sad story, to say the least. And a few days after hearing the story, this next song came to me, and this tune is entitled Better Life.
Strange how a season change can tear your soul apart. If you're not ready for the shift, the swift tide could pull you in. Float is still changing. Looking for a better life, a better life. keeps us alive. At least we have a place to go and pray. Where Rosa was left in the desert, she had an ankle that was strained. Now the flowers grow without water. Trust in the desert to no one. Where float is still changing times, looking for a better life. 'Cause life is for the living, and lies are for forgiving, and love keeps us looking for the better life. And the platitudes people tell you really don't add up at all. They will try and convince you that you must risk that fall. And the only one to survive is to keep on moving, keep on better life. Now we all have jobs, we got some money to send back home, and our family there has a much better life. We're not sure it was worth the. But some would say she could have wanted it that way. She was dreaming of a better life. We're floating still, changing tides, looking for that better life. 'Cause life is for
This is No Cover, No Minimum Radio on SDPB, and that was Jill Cohn performing her song Better Life at the Rapid City Public Library in April 2016. Cohn told the story behind the song before she played it, and as we return to her interview on SDPB Radio's Dakota Midday with Lori Walsh, Cohn discussed the process of telling a story, a true story, through songwriting.
It's almost easier today, these days, to tell a story and tell the truth within a song. Back in the 60s, it was really in vogue to be political and speak your mind as a songwriter. And it seems like these days there's a lot of censorship in our country, you know, and people are so opinionated and they're either right or left, and it's really hard for them to just hear about humanitarian problems without attaching their ideals. I don't know. It's a really strange time in our country to be talking about anything that's political. So actually doing it in a song is really the easiest way to do it for me anyway.
Is it easier for you to tell a personal story Is it less, you know, less censorship involved in that, or less pushback if you tell a story that is your own experience that connects to the universal in that way?
Yeah, actually, live, a lot of times I will talk more about the personal part of the song, or the personal story that brought me into a song. And then hopefully the song kind of fills in the rest of the blanks and connects to everyone else. I mean, that's kind of my hope as a songwriter anyway.
So we want to get to another song, but first I have to ask you about Bobby McGee, because it's one of my favorite songs, and it's on this album. My favorite version is the original Kris Kristofferson version. And how do you approach a song like Me and Bobby McGee when it's so, you know, I'm not a fan of the word iconic, but it's so iconic to our culture as being a Janis Joplin song?
Oh, I know. And I got a newspaper in the Marin County didn't really like my version at all. The reporter said, well, if you're going to take on Janis Joplin, you should sing like Janis Joplin. And it's kind of silly, but I had always listened to the Kris Kristofferson version. And so it's always been one of my favorite songs. And I've always wanted to try to find my way into the song. But you're right that Janis's version of the song is just so amazing, right? Mm-hmm. It was really interesting to just be like, you know, kind of get into what I do as a singer and be at peace with that and not try to prove anything or, you know, but just go the other direction with it and kind of honor Chris's version. And so that's kind of the direction that I went with the tune.
So you mentioned playing that on your father's guitar. It was my father who introduced me to Kris Kristofferson's version. Tell me about your dad then.
Well, my dad's a scientist, actually, but he had an old Gibson guitar. And when I was, 10 years old or so, he plopped it in my lap and tried to teach me some chords. And I remember just being overwhelmed with the size of the guitar. And so it wasn't for many years until I actually picked the guitar up again. Piano was my first instrument. But it's been a complete love affair to come back to the guitar and realize now that I'm an adult, it's not as big as it used to be.
Seattle-based singer-songwriter Jill Cohn. Now, the second half of her performance at the Rapid City Public Library on No Cover, No Minimum Radio.
Sick of a writing sad songs of silly stories and life lived wrong. You say that I am not that strong, well I know I'm in a rut. Sometimes you forget that stain in your own shoes might be the best bet for you. Perhaps I'm just the animal that you lack in your life. So I went to the pound to see if he was back around. Cause I still believe in round trip tickets and the promises. Well, maybe he chose not to be no more humane society. Cause I believe he's coming back for me. Rescue dog. Seems to me that he left the scene. He's now the chihuahua of the beauty queen. She's everywhere I wanna be. Man, she's living well. With designer shoes and designer dogs, fame's become our favorite god. Play that card with all your heart. I just want a Saint Bernard. So I went to the pound to see it. He was back around. Cause I still believe in round trip tickets and the promises. Well, maybe he chose not to be no more humane society. Cause I believe he's coming back for me. Yeah, I believe he's coming back for me. Lassie and my lassa too. I'll save myself, there's no time to brood. My lack of courage and change of mood, it just gives you more fuel. Well, now my inspiration is lacking. All the dogs, they're snapping, snapping. Maybe I should just start backing up to the cat's den. Said
sad, sad songs of silly stories and life lived wrong. Maybe I am growing strong and I just fail to see the beauty of this funk I'm in. I'll just break the case like a rin-tin-tin. Understand I'm not a sin, no, I just want a dog. And so I went to the pound to see if he was back around, cause I still believe the round trip tickets and the promises. Well, maybe he chose not to be no more humane society, cause I believe he's coming back for me. Yeah, I believe he's coming back for me. Oh, I believe he's coming back for me.
Thank you. This next song is a brand new song for me. And what can I tell you about this song? This song is about a man who was having trouble getting in touch with his heart, and a woman who lived a little too much from her heart. This song is called No One Really Knows.
I've cried too many tears. When I finally leave here, my friends know I wear my heart on my sleeve. You'll tell your new girl how much your heart it hurts, 'cause sympathy is so appealing. And no one really knows if you grieve. You will play the violin, milk it to the bitter end, and keep the pity long enough to score. And your new girl will wonder why someone could leave the sky. You seem too sweet to leave, but no one really knows if you grieve. You will swear on forever you never fell in love. You say love is for the weak, you'd rather just be tough. Yourself and me, push it down, do what you please. Maybe life won't bring you to your knees, and no one will know if you take the way to easy street. Turn yourself to someone new. Don't risk an I love you, 'cause the California coast turns cold. I remove my heart of gold. You toss my name into the sea. So no one really knows if you grieve. No one really knows if you need me.
Thank you. You always want to feel like you're taking whatever your spiritual belief is, that you can kind of take that with you and keep it real close to you and try to live from that place, whatever truth is means to you. And a wise man once told me that truth is always nearer than your heartbeat. And I thought that was an amazing thought, is that, you know, God's not out here, but it's actually just right here. And so all of that came into this next tune. This song is called Honey Dear.
Let's pour a drink, dance cheek to cheek in this dark room at the edge of town, a town of dust. Watch the sun come up. I'll make you coffee in a motel cup, then I'll kiss you at the door. Dear, don't you know, I hold you near, honey dear, don't you know, you're nearer than my heartbeat.
Song is about timing and how some people think, oh, timing is everything. It's all about timing. And then other people think it's all just about love and accident and life in the moment. And I think it's a combination of the two, maybe. I don't know. What do you guys think? Anyway, that's where this next tune comes from. This song is called Until You Try.
Words, but I
Thank you.
What can I tell you about this next song? This song I wrote about my idol, my first love, actually. I saw him when I was 10 years old in 1974 on the Muppets Christmas special. And I wallpapered my room with posters of his, and I thought I was going to grow up someday and become a singer-songwriter and then someday get to meet him. So unfortunately, I never got to meet John Denver, but I did become a singer-songwriter. And he came to me in a dream one night, and it was a pretty cool dream. And so I thought I should write a song to honor Mr. Denver. And so this is called John Denver's Ghost.
When I need some space for me, that's okay, 'cause I get to be with someone that no one can see. Well, that's the boy that I love the most, singing with John Denver's ghost. And he don't leave no crumbs in bed, he hangs on every word I said. Never does he play around with my head. Oh, that's the boy that I love the most, singing with John Denver's ghost. Songs as sweet as mountain flowers, I could keep all of my power. Never let a love grow sour. Oh, that's the boy I miss the most, singing with John Denver's ghost. He always sings me to sleep at night. He lets me win all of our fights. Always says the three special words. Anybody know those three special words?
Let's eat cookies.
Close. Honey, you are right. Oh, that's the man that I want the most, singing with John Denver's ghost. Well, maybe he'd write a song about me, and I could sing it through aspen trees. Finally live out my fantasy about being someone else's muse. He always sings me to sleep at night. Stay for toast, a singing with John Denver's ghost.
Thank you. This is a song that I've yet to record, but it's a song I wrote last year sometime when I realized I was going to be coming out to Kansas, not once, but twice. And I had never been to Kansas before. And so, of course, everyone that goes to Kansas for the first time, they're thinking about the Wizard of Oz, right? But I was thinking about the Wizard of Oz, but I was also thinking about how nice it would be to just have a complete change of scenery, because Seattle is very beautiful, but it's kind of closed in, and there's lots of trees, and it rains a lot, and you know, it takes a while before you get out to Eastern Washington before you can actually see a vista. And so I just had this idea that, you know, the further east I got, the flatter the land would get and the more I could just see far away. And so that's where this tune comes from. And I hope you enjoy. This song is called Far Away. How about if I start that over again? Here we go. Far Away.
There is a sea of wheat, sunflower fields as far as I can see, and gentlemen will open doors for me. And I can be all I can be, someone might finally notice me as the gentle wind blowing from town to town. Take me far away, where my problems don't exist,
take me far away, far away. I'll do anything, give my soul a place to rest. Just take me far away, take me far away, far away. They say if I try to leave, my problems, they will just follow me. But I got a roadmap only I could know. And I will follow it off the grid. Finally, I will get rid of all those things on my face. They say it always shows. And I'll go far away where our problems don't exist. Just take me far away. Take me far away, take me far away, far away. Maybe our life together will somehow be a bit better with the sunset in my rearview mirror. Take me far away where our problems don't exist. Just take me far away, far away. I'll do anything, give my soul a place to rest. Just take me far away, take me far away.
Thank you so much, you guys. It's been a pleasure sharing my music with you tonight. Hope to see you again real soon. Thank you.
Jill Cohn from the Rapid City Public Library on No Cover, No Minimum Radio. For more information and tour dates, go to Jill's website, jillcohn.com. Thanks to the Rapid City Public Library. Learn more about their programs by logging on to rcgov.org/departments. This concert was recorded by Rick Van Ness of Crow Ridge Productions. Listen to this show again or any of our past episodes by going to sdpb.org. Click Listen, then Radio Programs. I'm Steve Zwemke. We're back next week with another concert from South Dakota for South Dakota on No Cover, No Minimum Radio, a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.